Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah share. We're holding a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Dalet. And in Yirtzeh Hashem today, we will be learning about Resh Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. We pick up today on the bottom line of Resh Ayin Zayin Amud Beis with a new Simen, Simen Tuf Yud Aleph, Mi Shahoya Beisai Bamizrach, somebody whose home was in the east, the Nasana Erev Bamayrev, and his Erev was placed to the west. And here we have one sif. We will see in the one sif here of this simon precisely what this title means. Our learning today should be as close for Achenu Kabeis Yisrael, Hanasun, Batsaru, Bashivya, Ha'imdin Bein, Bayam, Bein, Bayabasha, Hamakim, Yerachim, Alehim, Vietziam, Yitzaru, Lervacha, Mehafelu, La'ira, Vishibud, La'gu'ula, Hashtab, Agalo, Vizban, Kariv, and Emar, Amen. Our learning should be as close for Fu Shalema, for Achia, Gadol, Moshemer, Ben Esther, Fradel, Yitzhak, Ben Sian, Ben Dusha, Rivka, Bashir, Alea, Chavadasa, Bas Rezel, Serel, Yeshua Levi ben Ahuva Malkachana, Trani Bas Batsheva, and for Yeruchim ben Masha. They should all have Refu Shalema, Besar Shar Chayle Yisrael. So, this year will be audio only. Okay, says the Bechar B'Sif Aleph, bottom line, Resh Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. Mi Shahoya B'Mizrach Beisai Basad. Somebody who was located to the east of his house, out in the field. So what's happening over here is somebody has a house that is not really in a city. It's a house out in the wherever. He's got a home. And outside of his home is kind of the rolling plains of grain. And he is located on Erev Shabbos to the east of his house. Okay. Va'amar l'shluchai, and he has told his shliach, he instructed his shliach, La'arev lai, to make him an eruv etchumen b'mayrev, to the west of his home. So again, person has a house, he is located, and now I'm going to attach numbers to the case. It's Erev Shabbos. We're coming up on Bein Hashmashos. This person is out in the field, and he's standing 1,000 amas to the east of his house, out in the field. Meantime, he had already instructed a shliach to make an eruv etchumen for him to the west of his house. He wants to extend his tchum to the west. So he asked a shliach to make him an eruv etchumen to the west of his house. And the shliach went ahead and did his shlichus. Now, says the Mechaber, we have to take a hard look at the situation. Im nasana eruv mehola lebesai. If the shliach placed the eruv far away from the house to the west, the words mean im nasana eruv mehola lebesai. If the shliach placed the eruv further away from the house to the west, beinyan, in such a manner shehu rachak mimenu yoser me'apayim, so that the eruv is now located more than 2,000 amos away from where the balabayas, the mishaleach, is standing. So again, let's attach numbers. You have the house. The balabayas, the ma'arev, the one who wants the eruv, right? The owner of the home, who's looking to become a shvisa through the shliach, he is standing 1,000 amos to the mizrach of his house. He asked the shliach to make him an eruv etchumen to the ma'arev. The shliach went and did so. And the shliach maybe did a very admirable thing. The shliach said, look, he wants me to make him an eruv etchumen to the west. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put his eruv etchumen all the way at the western limit of his tchum. I'll put it 2,000 amos to the west of his house. Now he'll be kind of shvisa over there. And if he wants to go west, he'll get an additional 2,000 amos to the west, right? His makom shvisa is now going to be where the eruv is, which is 2,000 amas to the west of the house. He has alpayim amalachal ruach from the Erev. So that means that from the Makom Shvisa, he has another 2,000 amas to the west. So the shliach thinks that he did an admirable thing. The problem is that the Erev is 2,000 amas to the west of the house. The balabayas is standing 1,000 amas to the east of the house. So when Ben Hashmashos comes, the balabayas is 3,000 amas away from the Erev Tchumen, right? The balabais is 1,000 amas to the east of the house, so it's 1,000 amas from where he's standing to the house. The Erev is 2,000 amas to the west of the house, so it's another 2,000 amas to get to the Erev. You can't make an Erev that's not within your reach. the Erev has to be within your reach at Ben Hashmashas. At the outset of Shabbos, you and your Erev have to be Mamakom Echad, which means that you have to be able to reach your Erev when Ben Hashmashas comes and when Hilchas Erev kicks in. That's not the case over here. He's 3,000 amos away from his Erev. So says the Mechaber, if the Erev was set up, if the Erev was set up far away from the house, be'inyan in a manner, that the Balabayas, the homeowner, is more than 2,000 amos distant from the Erev, but his house is within 2,000 amos of where he is currently standing, which is the case that I gave you. He's 1,000 amos to the east of his house. So his house is within 2,000 amos of where he's standing. His Erev is not. His Erev is 3,000 amos away. In that case, says the Mechaber, Ha'erev ain't a klum. The Erev is worthless. The Erev is worthless, because while it's true that the Shliach was Mekayim Hishlichus and he made an Erev, but he made an Erev that's not in the same Mokayim as the Balabayas. The Balabayas can't reach it. It's 3,000 amos away from the Balabayas. So the Erev is an ineffective Erev. So he's not kind of Shvisa to the west of the house at the Mokama Erev. His house is within 2,000 amos of where he is. So he maintains the Mokama Shvisa of his house. Now, some of you are wondering right away, well, wait a second. Why doesn't the Mechaber say, Lo Yozuz Mim Kaimai? Why doesn't the Mechaber say he should lose his Makom Shvisa of his house, because he gave it up? He told the Shliach to go make him a Makom Shvisa, to make him a Ruvei Klubit somewhere else. The Makom Shvisa of the Erev he didn't get, because it's more than 2,000 amos away from him. So maybe we should kick in what the Mechaber said earlier, Lo Yozuz Mim Kaimai. He shouldn't have a Makom Shvisa at all. Now, you might come back and you might want to answer, oh, we already saw earlier that a person doesn't give up the Shvisa of his house. This we saw already. If a person is in his house, he doesn't lose the Makom Shvisa of his house if his Erev doesn't work out for some reason. But this guy is not in his house. This guy is 1,000 amos to the east of his house. So it's a little bit different. The Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah, is going to discuss this. Let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ice Cut and Aleph, back on Reish Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. B'mizrach Beisai Basadeh. The Mechaber started describing the case, and he said, a person is to the east of his house in the field. Ritzon Lomar, what the Mechaber wants to say is, Shahaya Basadeh, the Balabayas was out in the field. Where was he? B'mizrach Beisai, to the east of his house. When was this happening? Be'es Shekidish Alav Hayon, when the time of Ben Hashmashas came. So when the time of Ben Hashmashas came, this person is 1,000 amos to the east of his house, out in the Sadeh. And he had instructed his Shliach when, you know, before Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, he had instructed his Shliach to make him an Erev to the west of his home. If the Erev was established in such a manner that it's more than 2,000 amos distant from where the Balabayas is standing, and the Balabayas is still standing within 2,000 amos of his home, then Eino Klom Venisha, explains the Mishnah Berurah, the Kevin the Kiddush Alav Ayoyim, Rachot Me Eruva Yoyser Ma'apayim, since Ben Hashmashas is going to come, and the outset of Shabbos is going to come, when the Balabayas is more than 2,000 amos away from his Erev, or the Erev is more than 2,000 amos away from the Balabayas, Nimtzed comes out, She'eni Yochal Lelech V'Litloi. That means that it's impossible for the Balabayas to go to the Erev. He can't access the Erev, right? It's more than 3,000 amos away from him. He can't get to it. V'kevon De'enai Erev, and since the Erev is not a successful Erev, because he can't reach the Erev, Memela Nishar Al Shvisas Pesai. So now the owner is going to maintain the Makom Shvisa of his house. This is not to be compared to what we learned at Sibit Tav Tes Sifyon Aleph, the Armina, where we say Lo Yozuz Mim Kaimai. The Hasam, because over there, Hayo Baba Derech. Over there, we were talking about a person who was on a journey and he was traveling home and he was afraid that he's not going to make it to the Tchum of his house. Now that person, V'loi Nichalei Delikni Shvisa Bim Kaimai, that person specifically does not want to be kind of Shvisa where he is. out on the road. Because if he's kain shvisa over there, he's not going to be able to make it back home. So he very much does not want to be kain shvisa over there. That's not the same as what we're dealing with over here. Aval oimid bebesai oi betchom besai. Somebody who is either in his house or he's at least within the tchum of his house, so that his house is reachable to him and it's attainable to him. This person certainly does want to be kind of shvisa in his house, right? His default makom shvisa is in his house, and there's no way he wants to give up his default makom shvisa if the creation of the Iruvi Tchumin that he wanted doesn't work out. The Esharbim, there are those that say the Hakka Atam, that over here is another reason why he still maintains the Makom Shvisa of his house. Mishum da Shliach Pasha. Because it's very nice to say that the Shliach was Mekayim Hishlichus and he did what he was sent to do. It's not really true. Really, the Shliach was negligent. Sheheniach Ha'erv B'chutz L'Tchum Me'am Mishaleach. I mean, let's say you ask a shliach. Let's change the case a little bit. Reuven appoints Shimon as a shliach to go make him an Eruv Tchumen. And Shimon goes, and he makes an Eruv Tchumen. But there's one problem. He didn't use Mazoid Shtei Su'udos. He tried to make an Eruv using a cracker. So he didn't make an Eruv, right? So are we going to say now, are we going to suggest that, oh, the Balabayas doesn't get the Makom Shvisa of the Eruv because the Eruv is a fail, and he loses his makom shvisa, l'yazaz mim kaima? No, over there, we're not going to say that the shliach did his shlichus. The shliach failed to do his shlichus. He was given a shlichus to make an Eruvei Tchumen. He didn't make an Eruvei Tchumen. He didn't use Mazid Shnei Sudais. He's an Amoritz. He doesn't know how to make an Eruvei Tchumen. He didn't know what he was doing. He didn't make an Eruvei Tchumen. So too over here. Reuven asked Shimon to go make him an Eruvei Tchumen to the Ma'ariv, to the west of his house. But what Shimon failed to do was take into consideration Hilchas Erevin and make sure he knew where Reuven was going to be when he made the Erev. He should have had a discussion with Reuven. He should have said, precisely where to the west do you want me to make the Erev? And Reuven would have told him, well, Erev Shabbos by Ben Hashmashas, I plan on being 1,000 amos to the east of my house in the field. So make sure that you keep the Eruvei Tchumen within 1,000 amos to the west of my house. That way it's still within 2,000 amos of me and I can reach it. This discussion never happened. The shliach went on his own. He put it at the limit of the tchum. He put it 3,000 amos away from the mishaleach. That's considered that the shliach was negligent. So no, he didn't do his shlichus, and therefore he had no authority to do what he did. It's not binding. It's a failed eruv, but it's not going to cost the mishaleach the makom shvisa of his house. Continues the Mishnah, he says, v'yochel loymar, the mishaleach has the ability to say, loy, to the shliach, l'sakune shedartich, I sent you to do something that would be beneficial for me. V'loyla avusi, I didn't send you to do something that's going to mess me up. I authorized you to do something that was going to be beneficial for me, to make me an Eruvei Tchumen to the west so I can go to a Daf Yomishir tomorrow to the west. I certainly didn't authorize you to make a failed Eruvei Tchumen and cost me my Makom Shvisa of my house and have me stuck out in the field in a Dalet al Dalet square. V'havi lo ke'ilu lo Erev klal, and therefore it's as if the shliach did nothing. According to this rationale, this would apply to somebody who was above Aderech as well. If you had such a case also dealing with above Aderech, and he sent a shliach to go make him an Erev, and he did it in a way that's going to mess him up, right? So he told the shliach, go to the 100-year-old oak tree and make me an Erev under the 100-year-old oak tree. And now we don't know precisely where the Makom Shvisa is. Part of the tree was outside of the Tchum. All of the complications that we learned over there. We're not going to say Lo Yozaz Mim Kaimai on the Mishaleach because we're going to deauthorize the Shliach and we're going to negate whatever the Shliach did because we're going to consider him to be a Peshaya. And it would seem to me, says the Chavetz Chaim, that under pressing circumstances, we could certainly rely on this svara to be mekel. Okay, let's finish the simon over here. So that was the case if the shliach set up the Eruvei Tchumen and he put it more than 2,000 amos away from the mishaleach, and the mishaleach's house is still within 2,000 amos of the mishaleach. So the Erev is a failed Erev. He's not kain shvisa at the Erev. he maintains the makom shvisa of his house. Continues the Bechabra on the second line down a little bit into the line. Nasana erev be'inyan shuhuloy b'saik apayim. But if the shliach does a good job, the shliach puts the erev 1,000 amas to the west of the house. So the mishaleach is 1,000 amas to the east. The erev is 1,000 amas to the west. So now everything is fine. He could be kind of shvisa at the makom erev 1,000 amas to the west. The mishaleach could reach the erev. The Erev is at the limit of his tum. He's standing to the east, 2,000 amas away from his Erev. So fine, he's at the eastern extreme of his new tum based on his new makom shvisa. So then says the Mechaber, Afal kipi shegam beisoy loy b'sech apayim, even though now you have a situation where the Mishaleach is 2,000 amas away from the Erev, right? He's 2,000 amas east of the Erev. His house is 1,000 amas to his west. So both the Erev and his house are within his tum, right? If he walks 1,000 amas west, he's going to come to his house. He goes another 1,000 amas west, he's going to come to his Erev. Does he now have kind of like his choice of makom shvisa? Both his house and his Erev are within his reach. Says the Mechaber, no. Aval pisha gam beis aloy b'sech apayim, kana shvisa b'mkoy meruvay, v'loy b'veisa. No. Over here, his makom shvisa is going to be where the shliach put the eruvay tumen. Why? Because the shliach did his shlichus. The Erev is within 2,000 amas of where he is. He gave up the makom shvisa of his house, and he was kind of the makom shvisa of his Erev. So fine, he got what he wanted. But he can't now go ahead and say, you know what, forget it. I'll keep the house as my makom shvisa, and I'll follow the tum of my house. So to put it in real terms, this person will only be able to travel 1,000 amas to the east of his house, exactly where he's standing by Ben Hashmashas. Now, it doesn't have to be that way. What could have been was that the Mishaleach could decide by Ben Hashmashas that he's changing his mind. He doesn't want to follow what the shliach did. It was if he makes this decision before Ben Hashmashas, he could be mevatel his shlichus. He could say, I don't want to use the makom shvisa that my shliach is going to make for me. I'm going to be kind of shvisa over here where I'm standing. That he could do. But if he didn't say anything, he didn't think anything, all he did was at Erev Shabbos, he asked the shliach to make him an Erev, and the shliach made a successful Erev, and the Erev is located within 2,000 amas of where he is, so then that's his makom shvisa. Kaneshvisa bimkane ruvai v'loy bevesai, says the Mishnah Berurah, ois katan dalet, kaneshvisa shereyos ha-shlichusai. In this case, the shlech was v'kayin hishlichus. The next of loy ha-alpayim misham, and the 2,000 amas of his tchum are going to be calculated from that place. Moving along to Simon Tuf Yud Beis, din ha-chalik eruvai, the halacha that pertains to somebody who attempted to split or divide his Erev, Ubay Sif Echad, and here we have a very interesting Sif. Says the Bechara Sif Aleph, Erev Chatzi Hayom Harishain L'Ruach Tzafai. Let's say somebody attempted to make one Erev to the north of his house, and he intended that Erev to serve for the first half of Shabbos. Ba'asheni L'Ruach Tzafai. And then he attempted to set up a second Erev to the south of his house, and he intended that southern Erev to work for the second half of Shabbos. Why did he do this? Shata, because he made a grave error. V'haya savar, he thought, she'ef shalasvis came. He thought it's halakhically possible to do this. He figured, why not? Why can't you set up two Eruvin? One to allow me to go in one direction, the other to allow me to go in another direction. Or perhaps, I, she'amar l'shnayim arvolai. Or another possible case where you could have the same problems crop up is where somebody made two shluchim. He appointed two different shliachs to each go make him an Erev. He told two people, go make an Erev for me. Echad Erev alav l'tzafayin. One made him an Erev to the north of his house, ve'echad l'darayim. And the other person made an Erev for him to the south of his house. So in both of these cases, we have a person who has two different Eruvin. In the first case, he actually set up two Eruvin. Somehow he thought that you're allowed to do this. Why not? He figured to himself, you know what? I'm going to set up one Eruv to the extreme northern limit. So I'm going to set up one Erev 2,000 amos away from my house to the north. That Erev is going to give me an additional 2,000 amos to the north past the Erev, past the Makom Shvisa. That Erev is going to allow me to go to a pre-Shacharis Daf Yomi Shir. All right, I'm going to go to the Daf Yomi Shir, I'm going to Daven Shacharis, I'm going to come back home. Because that Erev to the north allows him to go 4,000 amos to the north from his house to the Daf Yomi Shir at the Shacharis, and it allows him to go 4,000 amos back south to his house, to go back home. Then, in the afternoon, he wants to go to a Dishu Mishtaburu Shir that's located 4,000 amos in the other direction. So he says, okay, now I'm going to have my afternoon Erev. My afternoon Erev is going to be located 2,000 amos to the south of my city, which is going to allow me to travel 4,000 amos south from my home in order to get, it'll allow him to go, he's going to set it up 2,000 amos south of his home, which will allow him to travel 4,000 amos to the south of his home to go by mincha time to a beautiful Dishu Mishtaburu Chazarashir. And he thinks that he can do this. In the second case, he didn't do it himself. In the second case, what happened was he appointed Shimon to go make him an Eruvei Tchumen. He appointed Levi to go make him an Eruvei Tchumen. Shimon set up an Eruvei Tchumen to the north. Levi set up an Eruvei Tchumen to the south. In either one of these cases, we have two opposing Eruvei Tchumen. What's the halacha? Says the Mechaber, well, let's do the math. If each one of these Eruvim, or if each one of the Shluchim, set up the Erev at the extreme 2,000 Amma limit to their direction, this person is not going to be allowed to leave his home. Meaning, he's going to be stuck at a Dalet al Dalet, so he could go anywhere he wants in his house. But he's not going to be able to go, really, outside of his home. He's going to be locked into his home. Why is that, says the Mechaber? Sheini Yadua Eza Erev Kanaloi. Because we don't know which Erev is going to be the effective Erev. So again, think about this for a moment. Let's take the simpler case where the person did this on his own. So the person went ahead and he set up one Eruvei Tchumen all the way at the extreme reach of his Tchum to the north. So he set up an Erev 2,000 amos to the north of his house. What is that Erev going to allow him to do? That Erev is going to allow him to go 2,000 amos from his house to the Erev, and another 2,000 amos beyond. But what that Erev is not going to allow him to do is to take even one step to the south, right? It gives him 2,000 amos to the Makom Shvisa of the northern Erev. It gives him another 2,000 amos beyond the Makom Shvisa of the northern Erev. But that's the limit of his tchum. He doesn't have one step to the south. So the northern Erev gives him a lot of room to the north, doesn't give him any room to the south. How about the southern Erev? The southern Erev gives him 2,000 amos from his home to the Erev, to the Makom Shvisa on the south. It gives him another 2,000 amos further south. But you know what it disallows him? It doesn't give him even one step to the north. Now, since we're going to have to take both of these Eruvin into consideration, because we don't know which one is really the effective Erev, what happens is this guy is a Lo Yozes Mim Kaimai. He's stuck by his house, because each Erev is disallowing him to take even one step in the other direction. That's the halacha that the Mechaber said here so far. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah's cut in Aleph. V'yosav she'efshar. It said a lot about what the Mechaber means to say is, he thought that you're allowed to do this. Leilech Shacharis Kan, V'arvis Kan. He thought that you could make two opposing Eruvin, one for one time of Shabbos, the other for the other time of Shabbos. So one for the morning, one for the night. Ava be'emes, but truthfully, ain Erev l'chatzi Shabbos. There's no such thing as an Erev that's only in effect for part of Shabbos. Since he put down two Eruvin, and he had kavana for each one of these Eruvin to be effective, and only one of them, truthfully, could be kaino makom shvisa for him, but we don't know which one it is. Which one should we give authority to? Should we give authority to the northern Erev, or should we give authority to the southern Erev? Nice that I love chumrezu v'chumrezu. What we have to do, says the Chavetz Chaim, is we have to throw the book at him. We're going to give him the stringencies of each one of these Eruvin. So like I said, the northern Erev is not going to allow him to take even one step to the south of his house. the southern Erev is not going to let him take even one step to the north of his house. So that's it. He's stuck. Lo yozes b'mkaymai. Ice cotton bays, lo yozes b'mkaymai, mi beisoy. Meaning, he can't leave his house. Says the Mishnah, an interesting thing. Let's say this house is located in a city. So what I would visualize is, let's say we have a city that's 1,000 amos by 1,000 amos. And his house is in the center of the city. From his house to the northern border is 500 amos. The northern Erev was put 2,000 amos away from his house. So 500 amos from his house to the northern border, 1,500 amos from the northern border to the Erev. From the Erev to his house is 2,000 amos, right? So it's the same case, really. I'm just applying now that it's in a city. And the same is true to the south. There's 500 amos from his house to the southern border of the city. The Erev is put another 1,500 amos south further to the intended Makom Shvisa. Says to Mishnah Berurah, you might have thought that in this case, maybe the guy who has his house in the middle of the city, maybe we should say that the city is dalet al dalet for him, and at least he could travel anywhere in the city. So maybe we should give him 500 amos north from his house to the northern border, 500 amos south to the southern border. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, he's not going to get that. Because if you think about it, why should he get that? There's no reason he should get it. His northern Makom Shvisa, his northern Erev, only reaches into the city as far south as his house. So that's hitting the brick wall that we've learned about so many times. If you're kind of Shvisa outside of a city, and part of the city is within the Tchum of your Makom Shvisa, so you could go as far as your Tchum takes you. So his northern Erev takes him 500 amos into the city to his house. It doesn't give him another step further south. The southern Erev gives him 500 amos into the city to the north. It doesn't give him even one step further to the north. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, Vafilik b'nei Iroyenoi. He's not even going to be considered one of the b'nei ha'ir and be given the extent of the city. Even that, he's not going to get. The haloi niskaven liktoi shvisa ele b'makom Erevin. There's no reason we should give him a Makom Shvisa in the city at all. He's not considered a resident of the city. He intended to be kind of a Makom Shvisa to the north, and he intended on being kind of a Makom Shvisa to the south. But he did not intend on having a Makom Shvisa in the city. And therefore, again, he's a Loyozes Mimkaimai. He's stuck by his house, because neither Makom Shvisa is going to give him even one step in the other direction. The Erev that's to the south is costing him the default 2,000 that he would have gotten to the north. The Erev at Safain and the northern Makom Shvisa, the northern Erev, Mafsida Alpayim Shel Darayim, costs him the default 2,000 he would have gotten to the south. So he's a Loyozes Mimkaimai. What's interesting to me is that neither the Bir Halacha nor the Shaar Tzion in the Chafetz Chaim did not mention at all the possibility of the Shitas HaRama in Siman Tav Ches. Let's remember that it seems that this person set up one Erev to the north, he set up another Erev to the south, but it would seem that Friday night he spent in the city. Now we had the Shitas HaRama in Siman Tav Ches that says that if you spend Friday night in the city you get. It was a tour that the Rama brought down. Over here, the Chafetz Chaim did not reference that Shitas HaRama at all. I would think that according to that Shitas HaRama, this person would get the city, but I'm a little concerned by the fact that the Chafetz Chaim did not see fit to mention that possibility, not even as a reference. In other words, he didn't even say, Ayin le'el simen tav ches, b'divrei HaRama. So, I don't know. It's tzarech yoyser iyu. Okay, so that's the halacha over here of Siman Tav Yud Beis. Now the Mechaber goes into sort of an arichus to put numbers and to do the math for us. So let's see the Mechaber. It's the Mechaber. First we're up to three lines into the Sim in the middle of the line. So we covered the case of what happens if the two Eruvim, the southern Erev and the northern Erev, were each put at the extreme limit of the Tchum on each side. right? The northern Erev was placed 2,000 amas away from his house to the north. The southern Erev was placed 2,000 amas away from his house to the south. So each one of the Eruvin were put at the extreme limit of where they could possibly have been put. In that case, he becomes a Loyozus Mimkaimon. But how about if the Eruvin were not put at the extreme limits? So says the Mechaber, let's say the Eruvim were not put down all the way at the extreme limits at the end of the 2,000 amas away from his house, one to the north and one to the south. So in that case, then he won't be a loyozus mimkaimai. He's going to get the middle distance where the two prospective tchumen are going to overlap. And now the Mechaber gives us numbers. Okay, so let's do the math. Nasan kolechad eruvai l'soif elef mibesa. Let's say we're talking about a case where he appointed two shluchim. So Shimon went ahead and set up an eruv to the north. But he didn't put it 2,000 amas to the north away from the house. He only put it 1,000 amas away from the house to the north. Okay. So, and Levi, who did the eruv to the south, he didn't put it 2,000 amas away from the house to the south. He only put it 1,000 amas away from the house to the south. In that case, if you do the math, says the Mechaber, Yeshloi elef amma mibesai l'chol echad meha eruvim. This person is not a loyozus mimkaimon. Now the Baal HaBayis will have 1,000 amas away from his house in both directions. And since the eruvin are each 1,000 amas away from the house, it just so happens that he'll be able to go to each eruv, right? Do the math. The Eruvin were put 1,000 amas away from the house in each direction. So let's take the northern Eruv. The northern Eruv would have given this guy another 2,000 amas to the north beyond the Makom Shvisa, beyond the Eruv. He's not going to get that, right? The northern Eruv also gives him 2,000 amas back south, 1,000 amas to his house, and it should have given him another 1,000 amas further south from his house, right? The problem is that the southern Erev is competing with that. But if you think about it, the northern Erev, right? The northern Erev gives him 1,000 amas back to his house. That's okay. That's within the limits of the southern Erev. The southern Erev would have allowed him 2,000 amas, 1,000 amas from the Erev back to the house, and 1,000 amas further north, right? Again, the southern Erev. The southern Erev was put 1,000 amas to the south of his house. So what does that southern Erev give him to the north? It gives him 1,000 amas to his house and then 1,000 amas further north. Okay, so the northern Erev is not competing with that. The northern Erev also gives him 1,000 amas back south to his house and it gives him 1,000 amas further. So the middle 2,000 amas, 1,000 amas north from the house to the northern Erev, 1,000 amas south from the house to the southern Erev, that middle 2,000 Erev is included in the tchum of each one of the Erevin. So the two Eruvin are not competing. They're not opposing each other in that middle 2,000 amas. So he'll get that middle 2,000 amas. So again, he'll be able to walk 1,000 amas north of his house, because why not? It's within the allowable area of the northern Erev, and it's even within the allowable area of the southern Erev. He can't go any further north than that, because once he hits 1,000 amas north, he's at the northern extreme of what's allowed by the southern Erev. So he can't go any further. He wants to go to the south. He can go 1,000 amas to the south. It's definitely included in the allowable area of the southern Erev, but it's even included in the allowable area of the northern Erev. Once he hits the 1,000 amma point to the south, he has hit the extreme southern limit of the northern Erev. So he can't go any further than that. Mechaber didn't stop there. He's going to give us one more case. Nasan ekod la mizrach saif elef. Now, for some reason, the Mechaber decided to change directions. Now he's going to talk about mizrach and ma'ariv. Nasan ekod la mizrach la saif elef. Let's say Shimon put down an Erev 1,000 amas to the east of the house. V'hasheni l'mayriv l'soif chamesh meos. And Levi put down an Erev 500 amas to the west. So, okay, what do you have to do? You have to crunch the numbers and you have to figure out what's the area that is allowable by both Eruvin. Hilch l'mayrif elef, he's going to get 1,000 amos to the west. Mikoyach masha shi'aloi ha'eruv sheba mizrach. In other words, he's going to get 1,000 amos to the west because that's going to be the extreme limit of the allowable area based on the mizrach eruv. The mizrach eruv gives him 1,000 amos to his house and then another 1,000 amos further west from his house. That's the extreme limit of the eastern Erev. So that's as far as he's going to be able to go. It's included in the Mizrach Erev. It's definitely included in the Ma'ariv Erev. What's he going to be allowed to do to the Ma'ariv? I'm saying to the east. Ola Mizrachai, to the east, he's going to be allowed to go Elef HaChamesh Mayos, 1,500 Amos. Why? Mikayach Masha Shi'aloi Erev Shem Ma'ariv. Because by going 1,500 Amos to the east, he's going to reach the extreme limit of the Ma'ariv Erev. The Ma'ariv Erev was put 500 amos to the west of his house. So it gives him 500 amos back to the house and 1,500 amos further east. Okay, that point is allowable by the Mizrach Erev, and it's the extreme limit of the Ma'ariv Erev. So again, he's going to get 1,500 amos to the east. He's going to get 1,000 amos to the west. Again, it's always going to be within the extreme limits of the two opposing Eruvin. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, he's going to get those 2,000 amos in the middle. The Khan ain the Eruzela Eruzet, Allah Alpayim. The Chutzla Eruvim, any Yakal Alekas, Afilup Siakas. But he's not going to be able to go even one footstep beyond the allowable limit of each Eruv. Because we're going to have to take each Erev into consideration and figure that you've hit the extreme limit of one Erev and you're going to have to stop over there. Okay? We're going to pause over here and we'll continue next time with Sibbet Tuf Yud Gimel. Thank you so much for joining me for Liban HaTorah. Since of Liban HaTorah should be begging against Kla Yisrael. The Rosh Hashem should say, Yeshua is the first financial to Chedukim to all those in need. We should be excited to see the BSK Tzedek from Harry Yemenu. Amen. Be well.